This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, to our sister Salem Media Group stations across the country and many leading independent stations wherever they are located. And oh, by the way, we are nationally syndicated on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting right now, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. We thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, too, and all of our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. To all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, yep, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, plus the security and construction workers, too, and all those convenience store clerks, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, now we are going to play the national anthem. Those who protect, defend, and serve us, keeping us free and safe. We certainly have got your six here on this program because we are all about America. We are Americans first, and everything else comes after that. Now, I want to remind everybody that's in the Tampa Bay area, or for that matter, Orlando, or maybe up in Ocala, down in Sarasota, possibly even down Port Charlotte or Fort Myers way. If you want to take a little drive over to the Mission Barbecue located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country section of Tampa, which is the north end of the TIA airport, right off the Veterans Expressway. We are going to be there Tuesday from 12 noon to 1:30. Now, the reason that we go to the Mission Barbecue is because it's where America's first responders, firefighters, military, and police share in a wall of honor, where Mission Barbecue honors all of America's heroes every day at 12 noon by playing the national anthem. And we have a group of people that stop by to have lunch. We have a table in the middle of the room there, a nice big long table, and we just kind of spread out along the table, and whoever's there is there, and say howdy to folks, and we've met a lot of really great folks doing that, and we expect to meet a lot more. So stop by. Try the great food. I'm telling you, their menu is excellent. If you don't want to, you know, spruce up and try what I like to have, the lean beef brisket, then just get one of their pulled pork sandwiches or whatnot without all the trimmings, and it's very affordable. Bring a friend. Enjoy the experience you'll have at Mission Barbecue, once again located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country section of Tampa, where they honor all of America's history heroes. And we will be there tomorrow from 12 noon till about 1:30. A couple times we've been there till 2 p.m., but it all depends on the amount of people that show up, and that's why I had 2 p.m. in my mind. Now, I want to play an audio here, which is It's about a minute long. Let me go back to where it was. And I might not be able to do it because it looks like I'm coming up on a break, so I'll play it when I come back. But I'll just tease what it is I'm going to do here. We have got a lot of things going on. Of course, the president over the weekend talked about his security. I will play just a little bit of this before we go to the break, just so you can hear what he had to say.
Without a strong border, America is defenseless, vulnerable, and unprotected. I also want to thank the military for helping us out during the big caravan period. But now you have more caravans forming, and they're on the way up. Thousands and thousands of people. We don't know where they're from, who they are, nothing. We need strong borders. We need strong barriers and walls. Nothing else is going to work. Everyone knows it. Everybody's saying it now. Just a question of time.
Now, if you listen to the Border Patrol, you listen to ICE, you listen to the military that's been down along the border, they'll all tell you the same thing. The only thing that's going to stop these people from coming in is a wall. You put it in deeper. You put it up higher. You put concertina wire up on top of it. Make it that much more difficult for the illegals to get in and have ports of entry where they come in like a gate. Here's how you get in. You come over here, you do it the right way, or you don't get in at all. Now, granted, there are areas where you can't do this because of the terrain. I get it. We all get it. And that's where you have the other enhanced security to take a look at that. But not necessarily something that the Democrats have now said that, oh yeah, that's what we want to have. And it's the group called Quanergy, Quanergy Systems, Quanergy. That's the latest little darling of the progressive left socialist Democrats, because they want to invest in it. It's going to become an IPO and make a bunch of money when they get the government contracts you're going to give them. Watch and see. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a beautiful day in the morning here, and I've got a very, very surprised guest on here. You haven't heard from him in a while on my program. It's Bill Bunkley, the host of the Bill Bunkley Show, who's alive and well and back on the radio. And good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Captain Matt. It is a blessing to hear your voice. And, I tell you what, now that all of America, many, many stations around America are blessed to have you, keeping them informed. Honored to be on your program this morning.
Absolutely. And I want to talk with you about some political stuff, because this is what you do. And when we get together, we're always talking about all sorts of things. But first of all, we've got a governor who hit the ground running down here in Florida. He obviously has done a lot of good things. Today, he was with somebody who I'm not really sure is an ally of his, but he was with Mr. Morgan from the Morgan & Morgan Law Firm, and they were over in Winter Park and had a big backdrop of lush green talking about medical marijuana and changing the law to allow smoking of medical marijuana, which is something that Mr. Morgan and his family and group have been involved in for years.
Well, I tell you, it wasn't really a big surprise. We knew for several days when he kept talking about his big announcement. But yes, you're right. Interesting that not only Congressman Matt Gaetz was there, Matt, when he was still in the Florida House, was a huge proponent of medical marijuana, but he was a huge proponent of the non-smokable deal. And at the press conference, yesterday, he even talked about the fact that that wasn't his real position, but he had to be non-smokable in order to get it passed. So that was part of it. And then Lieutenant Governor Nunes was there as well. She spoke in favor of it. And then you had the big man himself, John Morgan. Now, interesting that John Morgan is not only big pro-medical marijuana, but, you know, he's all lined up for the next phase which is recreational. But very quickly, the governor just basically said, look, hey, you know, there's some folks that have some pain that they can't get away from. I mean, real pain, and those that only have a few weeks to live. And he said that he did not see anything in that amendment that would preclude that. So he's giving the legislature until 2 weeks into the next session, which would be about March 15th, to come up with the language to allow smokable medical marijuana in some instances. But I want to be clear, Captain, he said, he was asked a question, he being Governor DeSantis, if he supported recreational marijuana. He said, I do not support recreational marijuana. I'm not comfortable with the health aspects of people smoking marijuana, and I'm not comfortable with the added product being out there exposed to our teenagers. So that's what he had to say yesterday.
Now, we know that the governor and his lovely wife, Casey, are going to be probably taking a trip to Israel in the not-too-distant future, because in the course of moving into the governor's mansion, they had an unlabeled sample of water from the Sea of Galilee that they had saved with them from their past trip to Israel, and they used it last week to baptize their nine-month-old son, Mason. It was accidentally tossed out by a cleaning crew at the governor's mansion, so we know that there's a trip back to Israel as a result of that. I know it wasn't done intentional, but it was not marked, so how did they know?
Yeah, I found that curious. The other part of that is they must have thought about getting that sample at some point in their trip, where if they had visited the River Jordan, they had already left the Jordan, because when I first heard that report, and, you know, I've taken several trips to, hosted several trips of pilgrims to Israel, and Tony and I and Zach look forward to doing that again real soon. But normally you get your water to bring home from the Jordan River, where Jesus was baptized, not necessarily the Sea of Galilee, but that works as a substitute. But I was laughing, because I thought, by the time they thought about bringing it home, they must have already visited the Jordan River, and they used the Sea of Galilee as a backup.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to talk about our former Governor Rick Scott, who now, as of January the 9th, is a U.S. Senator, the junior senator from Florida. Now, he co-sponsored a bill, along with Marco Rubio and several other senators, Republican and Democrat, I might add. This is a bipartisan bill that would exempt members of the U.S. Coast Guard during the ongoing government shutdown, as well as future budget battles. It's the first bill that Senator Scott has co-sponsored since joining the Senate. And unlike other branches of the military, the Coast Guard is not under the Department of Defense, which remains funded during the shutdown. And, of course, the Coast Guard is a very important part of the Department of Homeland Security. We have one of the largest and most active air stations here in Clearwater, Florida, as well as a very active sea base right here in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, I want to tell you that, first of all, the reason why they're affected and the armed forces isn't is not by any magical formula. It just so happened that Trump demanded that the armed forces budget got hammered out months ago. So for this go-round, the reason why the military wasn't affected is that that chunk of government operations was covered. Now, fast forward, and I know you and I were talking about this, I'd love to see Marco Rubio and Senator Scott and our statewide congressional delegation immediately move to have the Coast Guard put back in with our armed forces, because I think that's where they really ought to be, because they do a lot more interdiction, not right off our coasts, but down in South America and in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And so I certainly agree with that.
Okay.
And our hearts really go out for the coasties that are out there, some of which are on food stamps. They need to get relief and get it yesterday.
Yeah, we've got a couple of minutes to go here in the segment. I want to just remind you that we saw a little gamesmanship today. Nancy Pelosi was denied the use of a military aircraft to go overseas. And in about 30 seconds, were you shocked?
Well, it kind of took for tack, because she was trying to cut off the use of the House of Representatives to Mr. Trump for his State of the Union. So he outmaneuvered that and said, okay, I'll one-up you. I'm the one that controls the aircraft. I've just now unauthorized your aircraft for your overseas trip. If you want to go ahead and fly coach with Continental or United, you can go ahead and have at it.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about something that I've been talking about on the show here for the past couple of nights. And, of course, this is something that you normally do, and I was asked to get involved in it, the Heart for Lebanon charity, and, of course, something that's very important. A lot of guys who went to Vietnam, we ran into this with the kids that would come up to us from the orphanages and whatnot and wanting candy bars and anything we had to give them. They want to shine their boots, whatever. But tell us about the Heart for Lebanon group.
Yeah, first of all, since I know you have so many dedicated veterans that listen in overnight, I actually accepted an invitation. I do these every year or so with Salem, but I accepted an invitation from Heart for Lebanon. I actually went into Lebanon, flew into Beirut, was in country for several days, notwithstanding the fact that Hezbollah controls the country, and I'm certainly all over the internet and pro-Israel. But nonetheless, I had a chance to go into several of the areas, South Lebanon, Beirut and the Bekaa Valley. If you can imagine, you who have served 2 million people, they're women and children primarily. We're talking about 52% of the 2 million. These are kids, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's no teenagers because between the Syrian bombing and the gas that they used on their own people, those are part of the refugees. The other refugees had to flee in from Iraq because of ISIS over the last 2 to 4 years. I want to tell you, it was the most bizarre thing for me to see. It's basically moms and small children. Mm-hmm. And so what you have is, for any of you who have served, and I've been around the world on several of these, you know that when the kids know that you're coming to help, or you're there, and it's America, it's a big deal to them.
All right.
I mean, they want to hold your hand. They want to sit on your lap.
Well, we got to wrap this up. We got 30 seconds, but I'll give the number, and then you can give it again. I want people to call 877-873-0190. That's 877-873-0190. Your one-time gift of $98 will fill a Heart for Lebanon classroom. About 20 seconds, Bill.
Yeah, we got 16 classroom days to go. I know that those of you on this radio broadcast can knock it out tonight. Thank you so much. That number is 877-873-0190. $98 takes care of a classroom. Would you stand with me tonight?
All right. Bill Bunkley, host of the Bill Bunkley Show. Catch him on our sister stations, AM 570 and 910. And by the way, Bill, I look forward to seeing you here in the studio.
God bless you, my friend. Keep up the excellent work.
Amen, brother. God bless America. Folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And I want to remind everybody again, the Heart for Lebanon provides food packets, schooling, and most importantly, the gospel to these kids who are winning them over for good before others get to take them for evil, because ISIS would like nothing better than convert these people and use them for the evil deeds that they do. And your one-time gift of $98 fills the Heart for Lebanon classroom. The number, again, 877-873-0190. That's 877-873-0190. Operators are standing by right now to take your call. And we certainly hope that you'll give them an opportunity to do what they need to do, because it beats the alternative. And the alternative is they go right back and get into that movement with ISIS, and they wind up becoming terrorists. At least this way, they stand a half a chance of surviving and perhaps going on to live to a much, much better life. 877-873-0190. All right, I'm coming right back. Bottom of the hour. Got a little sports we're going to talk about. Football yesterday. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. The government shutdown talks remain stalled after the president suggested a solution and the Democrats refused it. The president wants full money for his border wall in exchange for a temporary stop to some immigration enforcement. Vice President Pence was helping push the deal on CBS's Face the Nation.
We believe it provides a framework for ending this impasse, securing our border, and reopening government.
Pence showed they wanted to cooperate.
We recognize the legislative process is a process of give and take. The Democrats want to bring amendments or recommendations forward. I know the president will give them due consideration.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says,
"We have three words to the president. Open the government."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's planning to bring up legislation this week to reopen the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Four great locations to serve you right here in my backyard. First of all, you got the Nissan dealerships, Moss Nissan out of Crystal River and Newport. Port Richey, where you serve, you save. Same applies to Moss Family Chevrolet down here at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in Tampa. And also up in Homosassa Springs at the Moss Wholesale to the Public, also Moss Family Automotive, where you can get everything from a certified pre-owned vehicle with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. You also can get yourself maybe a motorhome, maybe a boat, maybe a tow-behind trailer, maybe a motorcycle, because whatever they take in trade winds up up there in Homosassa Springs. Now, I will tell you that if you tell them the captain sent you, make your best deal, and then tell them the captain sent you, guess what? You're going to get an extra $500 off whatever vehicle you decide to pick. And I was up there Saturday, said a big thank you to Willie and his brother who came down from Tifton, Georgia, just north of Valdosta, bought themselves a Moss Nissan 4x4, and they got one similar to what I got. I've got the 4x4 390 horsepower. They bought one very similar. But right now, let's go to the insurance quarterback. That would be Patrick Hyland, and it's Monday Morning Sports with Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this fine morning?
Not too bad. What would you say if I told you I saw a picture surface on the internet right after the New England Patriots game of Tom Brady being roughed up, that was a penalty anyway, roughing the passer, wearing a pink skirt? Like, well, a little ballerina skirt.
I tell you, he does get rid of the ball very quick there in the pocket, so people pick on him for not hanging in there to take a hit. That's part of the joke there.
Well, but the penalty was called for roughing the passer on that. And the gist was somebody didn't agree with the call, and I just thought I'd throw that out there for my first question.
Well, the truth of it was is the referee was behind Brady, and it looked like he was hitting the head on the play, but he wasn't, and the ref threw the flag. And they know better than that, because you're not supposed to throw the flag unless you see it. But he assumed, and he assumed wrong, as the old saying goes. So,
well, it wasn't the only bad call in that game. There was another one where I guess it was a face mask or something wasn't called. And there certainly was one in the L.A. Rams game with New Orleans. New Orleans had a bad call to go against them, and the Rams almost lost the game because of a face mask that was missed against their quarterback.
Well, that's true, too. And then that penalty, I mean, it wasn't interference. It was a tackling mm-hmm. before the ball even got close to the guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why the ref didn't throw the flag there, because that was a very big play. That could have easily been a touchdown, and I don't know if the Rams are able to, but, you know, win the game.
Now, when's the last time, and we're going to get into scores here in a minute, when's the last time you saw two of these championship games like this go to overtime?
Never. So that's amazing how that did occur.
So let's start with game one, the Rams versus the Saints in New Orleans.
Yeah, 26-23, the Rams won for people, you know, who were working or didn't know the score tuning in right now. So I want to let them know that. And it was a great game, no question about it. 23-23 overtime, and Zuerlein, the kicker for the Rams, just banged one through to win it for him and got it. Shake the guy's hand and the team.
And that young quarterback that they've got played very well.
Jared Goff from the University of California did a great job for the Rams. And Gurley hung in there running the ball. C.J. Anderson hung in there. And the receivers, they did enough to win. And the defense kept New Orleans from scoring the magical 30 points to win the game. So, you know, you got to give it to them. The TVs are, people are happy because now you have the L.A. Rams one of the largest audiences in the country, the TV market. Mm-hmm. And then also everybody loves to watch New England win or lose. They're kind of the Notre Dame of pro football.
Is this not the ninth time that Brady's been in the Super Bowl?
That's correct. Very good, Captain.
And what's sure. What's his overall record?
He's 5-4.
Okay,
he's 5-3. This will make him 5-4. Yeah.
Let me make a prediction right now. Now, if I'm Tom Brady, and I know that my wife Giselle tried to talk me into retiring this year, but I came back, I got to the Super Bowl. If I win the Super Bowl, I'm going out on top, baby. I'm going to retire and say goodbye. See you down the road.
That's what, you know, you and I would do, Captain, and a lot of people, but I think this guy wants to keep playing. And I don't know if Giselle...
Well, he said he wants to play till he's 45 years of age, like
exactly.
Charlie Connerly did.
Exactly.
And Y.E. Tittle, I believe, also did that.
They were right in their 40s. They sure were, man. So it's going to be crazy. To
George Blanda?
Yeah, George was way up there. So he was almost late 40s.
I believe he was close to 50 when he was still kicking the ball. But anyway, so let's get into the later game. Kansas City, definitely, that young quarterback came back roaring back in the fourth quarter. I kind of figured he would. They have got a tremendous future with this young quarterback, provided they can keep him healthy. He just showed me so much in that game. And I'm not saying anything detrimental or bad about the fact that the New England Patriots won. But I'm telling you, that's the team of the future with that quarterback.
Oh, you're 100% right. Patrick Mahomes did a tremendous job.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give the Patriots some credit. They shut down Tariq Hill. He was their playmaker this year, making the big plays for him. He had one big catch for 42 yards and pretty much shut him down. But there you go. Mahomes found a way to get the ball to Travis Kelce. Damon Williams is a very good running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. They haven't missed much of a step ever since they let their other running back go for issues we don't even need to talk about, non-positive. So, anyway, that's nice to see. The Kansas City fans, something to be proud of. Great year and a great future. You're 100% right, man.
How about a little baseball, a little hot stove league baseball? The Rays added somebody last week to the mix. They picked up another journeyman, but apparently this guy is a pitcher, and he's been around a little bit. But, you know, it's another arm in the pen.
No, a decent arm and a decent bat, good all-around guy. They say he's a great locker room guy. I think we need some more of that with the Rays. That can't hurt. And they got Garcia from the White Sox, too, who has some pop, man. He's capable of hitting 30 home runs.
19 home runs in part of a season.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I mean, very easily could hit 30 here at the Trop and where they play their games. So that could be a heck of an addition. Hopefully we can keep plugging along with this. You know, we're in a tight market here in Tampa Bay, just like the Kansas City Royals, speaking of Kansas City and the Oakland A's. There's a lot of small markets around the country who listen to your show, and we appreciate all the markets, obviously. But there needs to be a salary cap in baseball, Matt, to make it more of a level playing field, except for the Boston Red Sox.
Well, Kansas City's got the right idea. They got the football stadium and the baseball field side by side.
Oh, yeah. That's part of it.
And they used to have the basketball team, which was down by the river about 2 miles away, but they were all pretty much close together. That was the right idea, the sports complex.
Yeah. Cleveland does a little bit of that, you know, with the Cavaliers and the Browns pretty close to.
So I'm thinking out loud, why doesn't the baseball park go up somewhere near Raymond James?
Amen. I couldn't disagree with you at all. I mean, a lot of stadiums need to do that. You need to get to the metropolitan area that's going to get the most fans and get the most corporate dollars. Mm. So true.
Well, maybe we just gave an idea. Okay, well, you are the insurance quarterback for a reason. Tell us.
Well, you know, every day, man, I try to help out people with their insurance needs. You know, you're the captain. I like to kind of navigate through the seas for them as the captain of that to make sure they're getting the best products and the best services they can. And if I can be of any help to any veterans out there, also I help out with VA benefits, I help out with Medicare, and I help out with all insurances. And if I don't have the answers, I've been in the industry for 30 years, I will find somebody who does. I call around the country to get the best answers, the right people. I get CPAs involved, attorneys involved, to do the right things for the right reasons, Matt. My name's Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. Feel free to call me. We'll get together. Matter of fact, Matt, if anybody gives me a call, give them a great book, a free book, matter of fact, Making a Million People Financially Out of Debt. It's a great book. So.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it on your show on Friday. But here's the other thing. On Fridays, you do sit in as the insurance quarterback for Brandon Rimes on the Consumer Quarterback Show.
That's correct. Yeah, Brandon's a great guy. It's a great show on Fridays from 5 to 6. You have a great show from 2 to 6. And on Sundays, we have a lot of fun talking sports. So anybody listening to this who loves sports, chime in on any type of radio wave to catch us from 11 to 12 on Sundays.
Yeah, I showed up in the parking lot about an hour after your show was done, and you were still out in the parking lot talking.
Oh, we sure were. Just going over everything, man. We love it. We love sports, and, you know, that's our passion. And then our other passion is helping people out with their insurance needs. That's what it's all about, helping out your fellow man, especially the veterans, as you know.
All right, give us your phone number one more time because the music is going to start.
813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. Thank you so much, Captain. Have a wonderful day.
I'm going to see you later. All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, and we have him Mondays and Fridays talking about sports. We talked about the lead up to the Super Bowl, and maybe we'll talk a little college basketball here come the weekend because we'll be back into that sort of scenario because a lot of things are happening around the country right now in the collegiate ranks. So I shall return with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, well, here we go with the Beach and Boating forecast, because today you better put your woolies on, especially if you're going over there in the morning. Right now we got roughly 43 degrees. I'm going to take an average of two temperatures, 44 and 42 right here. Take your pick, St. Pete, Tampa. Colder to the north. Winds are blowing. By the way, we got quite a wind blowing this morning there. North-northeast winds gusting to 25 miles an hour right now. Holy smokes. And there have been some higher gusts during the night. Just before midnight, we had some gusts around 30. But the winds will calm down a little bit this afternoon, down to around 10 to 20 miles an hour. Seas will be 6 to 9 foot. They were 8 to 11 yesterday. 6 to 9 foot. It'll be choppy. The Gulf water temperature is at 63 degrees. The bay water temperature is at 64. And if we're lucky today, it might make it up to 61, so the water will be warmer. Now, we had our high tide this morning early at 12:42 a.m. Our low tide coming up at 8:43 a.m. The low this morning right here should be around 41 degrees in the Tampa Bay area. It's going to be cooler to the north for sure, cooler inland for sure. And there will be wind chill values this morning right here in our area on Martin Luther King Day of 36 degrees. So all the people out marching in the parades and doing whatever they're doing on Martin Luther King Day, guess what? It's going to be chilly, so dress appropriately. Now, tonight, it won't be as cold, but we'll still have a low down near 47. And tomorrow, we'll be back up in the middle 70s, so right back where we need to be. And then Wednesday, it looks like there's rain coming through, high near 77. We'll have some winds. It'll be gusty again, 22, and then 22 miles an hour. And then, of course, we'll have rain during the night. But it'll be much, much warmer as things get back to where they're supposed to be. But looks like we got another cold front coming through in about another 5 to 7 days, and it'll drop down again. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is part of a national network of franchises in 168 locations across the United States. So, if you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay or any of the Freedom Boat Clubs, you have something called reciprocity, where you can use that at other membership locations across the country. Now, let's say you're down here for the winter, but you live in Michigan in the summertime, and you've got a Freedom Boat Club right down the street from you, and you want to use the boats there, but you want to use the boats here. Well, you either join the economy plan, which is the 5-day-a-week, Monday through Friday plan, great for retirees and those who work on weekends. And if not that, then you join the 7-day-a-week plan, which is the standard plan, the one that's 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday. You get reciprocal usage. You also get the first month of membership dues free. You get unlimited 7-day usage at any of the locations in the local area here to serve you, and 4 rolling reservations at a time. Now, you get a $1,000 discount to pay the one-time entry fee, and if you are a veteran or a first responder or a member of the medical profession, you work in it in whatever capacity that would be, you get another $500 for a total of $1,500 off the one-time entry fee. That applies to the economy plan as well, which is a Monday through Friday plan. And then they have the seasonal plan, which you don't get any reciprocity with, where you can basically join by the month if you're around for a month or two or three and just want to use a boat while you're down here, so be it. There you go. Over 300 boats right now in Tampa Bay are available. And they just added another location in Safety Harbor. So you've got another location to choose from. Life doesn't get any better, does it? Freedom Boat Club, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Tell them the captain sent you, or go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Now, before I move on, I got to mention one more thing here, and that is the fact that we've got this this situation coming up with Quanergy, and I'm going to be talking more about that at night because I'm going to do a much more in-depth study about them. But for right now, let's have a couple of minutes with Ian. I believe that's Ian on the line, right?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, you were talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah, the darling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, two comments about this. Number one is, you're not hearing this, but, you know, they gave her that position, you know, on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
They bypassed somebody else, a senior Democrat that had more seniority, that happened to be a white male, I do believe.
Mm.
How'd you like to be a Democrat? You know, I mean, you paid your dues and you slaved in the system, you know, and then when it's your chance to get up, take committee,
mm-hmm.
you get passed over. See, you see already, to me, I mean, this, she might be the nicest person in the world. I don't know. I never met her. She might be, you know, a useful idiot that believes that communism that she's pushing. But already, her mere presence, to my way of thinking, you know, this might not even be her fault. It's engendering hatred, and it's going to engender more.
You're
okay?
Right. You're right.
And another thing is, let me tell you something else about the media. I don't mean all the media, of course, because you're the media too. But
yeah, I am.
By and large, mm-hmm. when you think about it, for the last, I'm going to say since 1965,
mm-hmm.
54, you're going on 54 years now,
mm-hmm.
all the, let's just say, without getting too specific, the abhorrent behavior that we've seen
mm-hmm.
has become more or less normalized or accepted,
mm-hmm.
not by me, but by the vast majority. Because the media, what the left and the media did is they weaponized and normalized dysfunction. They're selling this crap to us.
You're right.
And that's why they're gonna push Alexander AOC, whatever, you know, AOC.
AOC. AOC.
AOC. They're gonna push this because, look, they make money and it serves their agenda to weaponize crazy. All right?
You're right.
Think about it. They're weaponizing crazy. Heretofore behavior that I can remember when I was, you know, in the 50s and the 60s, people would have been shunned and locked up.
Well, Ian, I gotta let you go, but I'm going to let you go with this sound because the audience liked this. All right, that's a round of applause for Ian. He did a really good job. Now, listen, I got to tell you that this final couple of minutes here is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. That's Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for that big 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with a red, white, and blue flag, too. And all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer. I'll get it right in a minute. And they also sell things across the country. You can go check them out at their website. Just simply go to Dominic's Blinds and Decor and look them up. Google them. You'll find them. Now stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store, wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out driving around. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount, too, on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, a little food for thought before I have to let you go. As the wall debate demonstrates, politics is becoming an all-or-nothing fight. And both parties desperately want to hold on to the White House in 2020 and to dispense the spoils that allows. Therefore, and to an ever greater degree, policy is now subordinate to the elections. It used to be that the ability to govern was made difficult as Labor Day approached in election years. Over the last three decades, our government has grown, and therefore the stakes have too. It's reached farther and farther back into election years, and now the wall breakdown. The results have been nothing short of political gridlock. And the stock market's going sideways in election years, waiting to see election results. Just check the Dow performance between January and November in 2016 and 2018. And yeah, I know there's many other factors at play too. Now, November 1st of last year, I predicted that we would have shutdown politics somewhere along the line for the next 2 years because neither side was going to budge. And I told you that. Even if I didn't think it would start in December of 2018, because I didn't. I thought it would go a little further. But finally, and most importantly, as the midterms demonstrated, the left, the Democrats, are focused on the government, half of the economy, and the right, Republicans, mostly the private sector. They're on different sides of the political canyon. The parties, therefore, have less and less areas to reach a compromise. All combined, the political middle is gone. We got to figure out how to bring it back. All right, I'm the captain, the Captain's America Third Watch. Had a great day today. A lot of comments, a lot of new listeners. Appreciate everybody. Hope y'all have a great day. Stay warm. It's cold out. Colder up in the North Country. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.